This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, another one of the political prisoners of the gulag of the mind, Eric Bolling, is going to be in studio with us. He's now with CRTV and all the great work they're doing over there, ericbolling.com. He's going to be in studio with us coming up for the rest of the hour. And we're going to cover the waterfront about where he thinks political correctness is going, the censorship, what should be done to big tech. There's so much to get into. But EU Army to increase ranks sevenfold. I remember 10 years ago saying there's a secret plan for an EU army because it had actually come out in documents. We'd actually gotten documents from someone inside Bilderberg. They were discussing an EU army to stop countries from having their own borders, and that they were going to flood Europe with North Africans and Islamists out of the Middle East. It's all true. It all happened. Of course, it was real documents we got. Then a guy who works at the National Archives brought me secret Bilderberg documents the next year confirming it all. We published them all. I did get death threats. So that's why they're so scared. And again, I don't want to say it's a Nazi conspiracy because these were just criminals that were the Nazis, and so they're criminals now. But Juncker, when you look at the unelected head of the EU that England didn't vote to enter, but they're in, the UK, he is the grandson. His father was a top Nazi. His grandfather was the richest guy in Germany. Royalty, the Juncker family. And so I just go back to this. Literal Nazis. Leftists walk up to me and they go, Nazi, Nazi, hate speech, ban you. You're Nazi. And then you have an unelected EU that was actually a Hitler plan, the EU. Look it up. That's even BBC. Like, type it into a search engine. EU was Nazi plan. And then you learn about all this, and it's just like, who could make this stuff up? I mean, when Juncker's dad was a top Nazi, Soros was helping round up Jews. But it's like, well, he gets awards because he did that. You're a Nazi because your grandfathers both almost died fighting the Nazis, Alex. A real Nazi's good. That's the upside down land. But this is why they're so mad at Trump. The optimism, the success, the economy coming back. We'll be back after this promo with Mr. Bolling in studio. Stay with us.
Nobody said it was going to be easy for us, but we will never be stopped.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
Record low unemployment and a record high stock market. The Trump economy is red hot.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now Kim Jong-un says President Trump will pay dearly for those words.
Getting a good picture, everybody, so we look nice and handsome.
Beautiful.
North Korea now committing to complete denuclearization.
I mean, it's truly remarkable what he's doing. He has done more than any president in recent history, certainly in the last half century.
He's not a politician. He's one of us. Never, ever, ever give up.
Never stop fighting for what you believe in. And for the people who care about you, carry yourself with dignity and pride. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation.
Three American hostages are back home.
I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. Seize this moment. Believe in yourselves. believe in your future, and believe once more in America.
I will fight for you with every...
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You got it.
The new special coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
Well, Eric Bolling is here in studio for our bare knuckles match. He already beat me up during the break, so he wins. No, but seriously, censored, demonized for no reason, like everybody else that's effective, removed from the airwaves. We'll talk about what it's like to be out of Fox, but more importantly, launching something truly free on CRTV with a politically incorrect name, America. So I'm all behind CRTV and its great success and all the great people that are over there, from Mr. Levin, Michelle Malkin, Crowder, everybody. Mm-hmm. Really exciting what's going on at CRTV and also EricBolling.com, because I just want to win the culture wars. I'm not in competition with you guys, so it's good to have you here.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much.
We ran into each other at Trump Hotel.
Correct. I was leaving. You were coming back. I think you were coming back from your little tiff with Marco Rubio, if I'm not mistaken. And I caught you at the bottom of the stairs, and I said, hey, Alex Jones, let's talk a little bit. I refreshed your memory that about 5 years ago, you and I had a Twitter war. I think we were going to fight on the corner, and I said, I'll tell you what, Jones, I'll meet you on the corner of Park and Lex at 4 o'clock today. And you're like, okay, I'll be there. There's no corner of Park and Lex. I just want to point that out. Anyway, to make a long story short, we talked and I said, look, there are a lot of things about you and your theories that I despise. I can't stand them. However, we need to have a discussion as to whether or not all this pulling you from the media has gone too far or not. Maybe it hasn't. Maybe it has. Well, let's have a discussion. And then you said, let's go on each other's show. And I agreed that we would have a co-interview, that I come on your show. We talk together. Co-interview, and you would come on mine, and we'd do the same. And here we are. So I came to Austin, Texas.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you want to do that, because most people won't come on. They want to just say, oh, you're too evil to go on. Well, Charlie Manson did hundreds of interviews. Everybody interviewed from Mike Wallace to Barbara Walters. How am I supposedly so evil people can't come on the show? Because here's the thing. You say some of the things I say are despicable. A few things I've said turn out to be wrong, and I'll admit my mistakes. But most of what you brought up when we talked on record and off record in D.C. last week are straw men. It's misrepresentations, just like they say Trump hates all Mexicans. No, he said a lot of criminals are coming across the border, rapists and murderers. He didn't say they were all rapists and murderers. So, again, it's misrepresentations of what they do.
Absolutely true on the Trump argument, but not true on your argument. I've heard you, Alex. In fact, the reason why we almost got in that fight or that Twitter fight way back when was when you were talking about the inside job at 9/11 was. And I will tell you, I watched the second plane fly into the building. I lost 16 very close friends in that World Trade Center. There is no way in the world that I think my government could be part of a conspiracy that would kill 3,000 Americans. Innocent Americans. It wasn't a wartime. It wasn't on the battlefield. These were innocent Americans going to work. Some of my closest friends died in that, and that really bothered me.
Eric, but I want to be clear.
I still don't buy this fact that the government looked the other way.
I'm not saying just like there's rogue groups in the White House and rogue groups in the CIA fighting America that have been caught working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and Trump says Obama and Hillary founded ISIS, that's true. John McCain was involved in that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not
John
saying,
because
I've been in New York and people say, how dare you say Jones. Firefighters blew up a tower. I never
Jones.
Said that.
I agree with Alex Jones that John McCain was there and did meet with some of the leaders of what would soon to become ISIS. I agree with you, but explain to me what proof in the world that you have that our government had somehow information that there was going to be two planes flown into our World Trade Center. You don't have any.
I want to get into the bigger world and where we agree and things, but I'm happy to debate this. And it would take hours to actually get into all the details.
Just give me one piece, as Trump would say, give me one shred of evidence.
Let me get into that. But what I'm getting at here is I'm not saying the government did it. I'm not saying they
looked the other way.
The 28. I've had Senator Paul on. Mm-hmm. I've had Congressman Jones on. They've read the 28 pages.
Well,
and it says there was a NORAD stand down ordered, and more than 20 FBI agents went public and said they were ordered to not stop. I believe radical Islam exists.
It's a conspiracy.
I believe radical Islam exists.
So do I.
I'm saying they attacked us. So I'm saying they have
people. You're using that argument to make a conspiracy theory that has no legs. Here's what the 28 pages does say, that the United States did not go after what they believed or what turned out to be a link to Saudi Arabia of the bombing, of the terror attack. It doesn't say that the government looked the other way. It said they didn't follow up on what the involvement of the Saudis.
Well, here we are 17 years and one day later. What about Building 7?
I was there. I'll tell you exactly what happened in Building 7. So when they Tuesday, they shut down Lower Manhattan from Canal Street down. You could not get there except for military. I happened to be an oil trader at the time. Oil was spiking. It was going through the roof. And the U.S. government was very fearful of an oil price going to $500, $600, $700 per barrel. So they brought us in to the oil trading center of the world, which was one block from the World Trade Center. It's the World Financial Center. I'm telling you, Alex, every single day for the next 4 months when no one else was in Lower Manhattan, we were locked inside a building, and I can't tell you how many times there was an anthrax scare or the ground was unstable. Remember, that whole area was built on landfill.
No, I'm not saying. Listen, here's the deal.
Take a study of hard concrete.
Sure, there are people.
Iron built on hard concrete and say, well, that applies to a land.
Sure, there are people that say that I say no planes flew in. I get blamed for every conspiracy theory that some crazy person made up.
I do not agree with you that the U.S. government, someone inside the government, had knowledge of the terror attack prior to the attack.
Oh, really? All over Twitter yesterday, mainline leftist sites celebrated and said America deserved it. Reality Winner had a top secret security clearance and was helping ISIS. There are so many. The average professor at UT down the street loves 9/11 and says America deserved it. There were elements in our government allied with radical Islam that helped them carry out the attack. Just like they're covering up New Mexico.
Alex, you can argue whether or not America deserved it or not. I don't think
America deserved it.
You don't.
I'm saying the left is cheerleading it.
That wasn't your theory, Alex. Your theory was not only did America not deserve it, but the United States government knew about the attack prior to the attack and decided to stand down. A very different theory.
Well, I know this. The official story does not add up.
Can we talk Sandy Hook?
Sure, and there's the next thing. 9/11 was a big part of what I covered. I did make 4 films on it. I did cover it thousands of times. Sandy Hook, the general public didn't buy it. There were some anomalies. I played both sides. The media edits clips and then continues to say, Jones, stop saying nobody died. Stop doxing families. Never dox families. It's all edited, like Megyn Kelly before she left Fox News. We played this tape. She took me talking about Hillary funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda, responsible for killing kids, played a clip of that and said that I said it was a pizza place. This is the level of fraud going on.
Well, I'm not speaking for Megyn Kelly. I don't know Megyn Kelly, but I will tell you that I know you've said that this was a quote-unquote Alex Jones false flag operation. What that means is it didn't really happen the way it's being portrayed. I will give you the next step of evidence. I'm waiting for your shred of evidence. I'll give you my evidence why I think it did happen. I tragically lost my son a year ago in 3 days. A year, 3 days ago was a year. During that year, I had to get out of the limelight, had to get away from New York, and I moved to a town called Roxbury, Connecticut, which is about 3 miles from Newtown, Connecticut. I was in such a funk, I needed to see a therapist.
I think Sandy Hook happened. Let's just get that clear.
The therapist that I was sent to was the same therapist who talked to dozens of parents in the Sandy Hook community, and I will tell you, that community is distraught over what happened so many years ago. They are still reeling from that.
No, I believe you. But let me say this, just so it's on record. I've literally barely covered Sandy Hook, and the media keeps saying that I'm...
Can we do this? Can we, Alex Jones and Eric Bolling, agree that 9/11, no one looked the other way, terrorists actually attacked the World Trade Center on their own without the help of the U.S. government, and yes, in fact, a crazy lunatic walked into an elementary school and killed a bunch of kids in Newtown, Connecticut. Can we agree on that?
I know mass shootings happened, and he was on Prozac, got the gun illegally.
Or a no.
No. I think Newtown happened, but because the lies about babies in incubators that get us in the first Iraq war, which was admittedly a PR firm, people have questions because they've been lied to.
People have questions.
So many times.
Or not. Did the U.S. government look the other way or not?
I think elements of the U.S. government did look the other way.
Do you have any evidence?
When we come back, I'll be very, very happy to give you a lot of evidence.
Excellent.
You really think two of the hijackers' passports got found in the rubble?
I don't know. I watched that rubble burn for 6 months. I have no idea, but I know that I would never live in an America where our government would look the other way and let 3,000 people die innocently.
Well, I don't think the general public or the people that work, say, at the average FBI agent or the postman, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Building 7, because I heard them on CBS Radio say they're going to control demo Building 7, and then I have the news clips. If you want me to play them, where they said they blew it up. We'll be back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Spend all our time on 9/11. It's not that I'm running away from it. It's that the media misrepresents what I say about it. I believe Islamic terror and radical Islam is one of the number one threats on the planet, probably number one. I know that there are criminals in our government like Brennan, who reportedly converted to Wahhabism. Obama helped launch the Arab Spring to overthrow our allies in Egypt, you name it. And I think that elements let this happen, like PNAC wrote, to let there be an attack to end up taking our liberties away. And I've got FBI was warned about flight schools. That's CBS News. FBI knew Al-Qaeda pilots were training in the U.S. ordered to stand down. ABC News. State Department lapses aided 9/11 hijackers. Then they had the airlift of evil flying tens of thousands of Al-Qaeda fighters out. Our military was ordered to do it. I don't blame our military. They would say, oh, yeah, our military. No, I love our military. They were ordered to fly out. And fly to Pakistan. So they were being protected, not by our main force, but by criminals within. And I saw articles even in The Guardian. Senior FBI agents, it's like Al-Qaeda has moles above us. All I'm saying is there is a radical Islamic alliance with the left, and there are people in the government working to protect Islam. They got this imam that was connected to dozens of bombings. After 6 months, he's being released from British prison next week.
You said some things that I agree with. I believe radical Islam is the greatest threat to the United States, our freedom, maybe even the globe. I'll agree with that.
Maybe the left's bigger, though.
Well, I think the left is a different type of threat, and it's a longer-term threat where, you know, radical Islam could, you know, kill a lot of people real fast, and the left, it's going to take a while for them to take over and take away our liberties and freedoms, and that would feel like being killed, but maybe not actually kill us.
But I think we can deal with a straight-on attack like radical Islam. It's the left creeping around.
I don't like them either. I'm on board with that.
I'm not going to play the whole video. It's on YouTube. Let's put it up on screen for TV viewers. It's Kate Stanley, BBC. I drove to get a pizza that day. I've been on air like 10 hours. It's 4 o'clock. I'm getting a pizza. I'm eating it in the car like a pig. And I'm not in great shape like you. And they're announcing on, this is BBC, but on CBS News, Building 7, Solomon Brothers, they're going to have a controlled demolition to save buildings around it. They're putting charges in now. They're going to blow it up. I go and report it. The next day they go, Jones is crazy. He says that I saw it. Well, this is video on screen of them saying Building 7 has already fallen. Have you seen that video?
No.
And it's right behind her.
Well, I can't hear her.
You want me to play it for you?
What? I'd like to hear her say it's already fallen. And by the way, Alex, anyone could throw a video, the picture behind it, a news person. That could be
a video. She's saying Building 7 has fallen. They put the story out beforehand. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I will take this video
clip
of us
Building
here.
7 was still there.
I know what she's saying. It's gone. It's already fallen.
Well, it is fallen.
Here's what I'm going to do.
It fell.
I'm going to take this live footage in the next day, and I'm going to put all the local news clips of them saying Building 7 is being blown up, the police countdown.
I will tell you this. Let me just do this for you. I was down there. One of the only people that weren't military in that area. There may be a handful of us, maybe 200 or 300 people max, trading oil because we had to stabilize the price of oil during that time. That whole area was unstable. They were worried about more than just Building 7. They were worried about some of the satellite buildings to the world. There were like four or five five-story World Trade Center buildings that were around. They were worried about those falling, the Brooks Brothers building. They were concerned that was going to go down, too. There was mass fear, confusion going on. That is all land.
You're saying it's a.
That's all.
So you're saying it's a false report.
No, it's not a false report. I'm telling you, I don't think that there was a conspiracy to blow up Building 7. For what reason? To what end?
No, I was saying, you're saying it was like a mistake, like happens in reporting.
I'm asking you, who blew up Building 7?
All I know
and
is
why.
We have the police, who I'm not saying were involved, saying we've been told they're blowing it up, get back, and I talked
to the cops. There was a lot of talk about taking unstable buildings down. Yeah, absolutely. They were worried about buildings falling and hurting more people. No question about that. But that was, what, the next day that Building 7 fell, came down?
No, it was 4:30 Eastern.
Okay. All right, fine.
5:30 Eastern.
Whatever time it was, they were concerned about many buildings.
Well, they did blow up a few more buildings the next few days.
Okay, so what's
I'm saying you're right.
What's the theory here? What are we trying to,
man,
what are we outraged about here?
Okay, you're a smart guy. I've been on TV a long time. You remember 1990, what got us into the Iraq War? I'm not saying Saddam's a good guy.
It was 93, I think, wasn't it?
No, 1990.
Okay.
And 1991 was Desert Shield, Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
But remember the woman testifying? I watched the Republican Guard bash babies' brains out.
Okay, I don't remember that, but okay.
And then it was all a PR firm. It was all fake. Remember the famous CNN footage when they're on top CNN Center in Atlanta with a blue screen? They're going, the Scud missiles are blowing up. They're putting them, Jackos putting the mask on. That was admitted to be fake.
I'm not laughing. I don't know.
Well, we're going
to. Listen, I don't watch InfoWars, but I mean, maybe.
Listen, we're not Fox News good. With 100 people and as slick as you. But what I'm telling you is we'll later.
I'm not
take,
Fox News either, but.
I know, we'll take this and we're going to put all the clips in. And then I'll send it to you and we'll see what you say. But here's the thing. I agree with you that.
Just understand one thing. The whole area was on landfill. And so I had an argument with Jesse Ventura about Building 7, and he kept telling me, steel melts at 1,500 degrees. Jet fuel only burns at 1,000 or 1,200 degrees. You couldn't have done it. And all those theories may be true or those actual scientific.
But you're saying it weakens the steel.
No, he did. He did. I'm telling you that the land underneath the whole World Trade Center footprint was landfill. It was not.
In fact, weren't they saying that the buildings were already unstable?
They're all on landfill, Alex. The whole area is landfill. It's
a swamp. I mean, that's what that whole delta is. It's just like Mississippi, Louisiana.
I think the island of Manhattan is on bedrock, but there are areas of lower Manhattan that were built from their own cavity of their footprint, of the building footprint, and they put buildings up around it on landfill. Very less. I don't think you can apply the same science in a controlled experiment in Austin, Texas, to a landfill, a building built on landfill.
Well, I've not heard the theory, but I do know that Lower Manhattan is like a delta kind of swamp area, like you're saying.
That's
and
there's a lot of swamps. Yeah, that's one of them.
Why did they build D.C. on a swamp?
They didn't. They just made. Well, they built the Capitol building on a swamp, on a literal swamp. You know, on the inside cover of my book, you can see the Capitol. Being built in 1860 ballpark, and it's a swamp. It's a little swamp. And they never got around to draining it. I like that.
Do you think Trump will be able to drain the swamp?
That's not a theory either. Yes, he's well on his way.
Oh, if you say the sky is blue on my broadcast, they'll say it didn't happen.
Listen, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Let's talk about what you're doing here. Look, you have a beautiful operation, gorgeous studio. You got a lot of fans. You got a lot of viewers, a lot of listeners. But some of the things you talk about, you get people riled up. You're riled up sometimes, right? Your blood pressure gets up, you're talking, and you're getting people
like
riled
when
up.
The New York Times lied about WMDs and a million Iraqis died?
Sure, okay, whatever.
I'd kill a million people.
Whatever the story is, you get fired up. That's your passion.
Yes.
I get it. But is your fire and your passion spread through this microphone sent to people who may not be as, let's call it,
Eric, we got to go to break, but this is a classic liberal talking point.
No, I'm not liberal.
I'm saying it's
sure
a talking point.
Being
Jones is going to cause violence, therefore he has to take it off the air.
It's not a talking point. It's the reason that they went through this iteration, Facebook, Twitter.
Popular
and
was getting 20 million viewers and listeners a day, and they panicked. They panicked.
You might actually get me to agree with you on something.
I'm not the one firebombing Republican offices or trying to switchblade or shooting Scalise. It's just not true. We'll be right back. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bowling is here. He's with CRTV and that great operation they're building. And I want to specifically talk about CRTV because usually you're on other people's syndicated shows and they're just like, okay, here's your website. Let's talk about us. No, I want to see you guys eclipse Fox because I think it's more pure. I think it's stronger. I personally have a subscription. I personally watch. My son does as well. And so we now just put up on the TV and it's HD and that's what we watch because, believe me, we're sick of looking at me. So the grass is always greener. But tell us about CRTV and what you're doing.
Well, it's a digital venue, so we're not beholden to advertisers, so we can kind of do what we want to do. I get to get out in the field. The show itself is amazing. I do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in D.C., and I'll go to Kellyanne Conway's office or Mercedes Schlapp or go right into Jim Jordan's office and interview these guys. So our show is broken up into three parts. The top is hardcore right-wing politics. I'll admit it. I'm conservative. I'm proud of it. And so we do that up top. And in the middle, we do something that no one else in the world can do. We bring on left, center, and right, doesn't matter, reporters from D.C. So I've had the Daily Beast on. I've had New York Times on.
Oh, that's great to show what idiots they are.
Well, here's what that middle part is. It's balls and strikes, Alex. It's not, I think you're wrong or you're an idiot.
No, I've seen it, yeah.
It's balls and strikes about what we're talking about.
But they're still full of crap.
Oh, fair enough. But then I get to say, hey, well, this is how our side sees it. What do you think? And then the last part, we go out and eat, well, either in the bar where we were taping, or now we're moving to a street location where we talk to people in the streets. It's phenomenal.
It really is a good show, and it makes me feel good to see it's there because let's get to the next subject you wanted to raise. They're trying to censor everybody. They got studies out. 96% of news on Google is liberal. They push feed on my phone. It's on my TV. I turn on YouTube on the elliptical. It's nothing but leftist crap. It's all being force-fed. When they lost that election, it was already left-leaning in 2016. Now we have emails. We have internal documents. They are saying we will deliver it to the Democrats. I think it violates the Antitrust Act. Discriminates against conservatives. They say these are public commons. That's how they, under the law, they have liability protection. And then a lot of conservatives say, oh, they're a private company. But that's not what's happening. They're basically like two people on a telephone call breaking in and saying, you can't say that. That's what's happening on Facebook. What do you think should be done about this?
Well, here's if they're sliding down a very slippery slope. And I will tell you, as I disagree with so much what you say, I still think you have a right to say it. I think your first.
Yeah, but you keep saying that. You keep saying that because you keep saying that because you know they're going to demonize you for coming on the show.
I know.
You've done 20%.
Disagree with
no, during the break, you asked me to go marry you in Vegas. You said, let's run away to Vegas.
I think you were asking for my hand in marriage, but I'm already married,
okay.
Thank God. But here's the point. Once they pull someone conservative off for whatever speak it is, they become a publisher. Okay? So now they're going to be responsible for everything that shows up on their sites. It's a very, very slippery slope. So, as I told you before, as long as you're not inciting violence, as despicable as some of the things that people say, maybe you, maybe other people, you still have a right to say them.
But the Young Turds aired that video where I got in that CNN reporter who admits he got us banned everywhere. All I say is you're like the Hitler Youth trying to ban me, trying to burn books. They said, oh, you called a reporter a Nazi. That's all the left does. And then they banned me off Twitter.
Hey, look, Jack Dorsey himself said that he was biased towards the left against the right, and he was going to fix it. Now, I will take that one step further. Jack Dorsey is the founder of Twitter. I know I found out yesterday, Alex, I was trying to tweet something yesterday, and I was suspended from Twitter. For 12 hours.
It's happening to everybody.
So here's how I was suspended. Someone said something to me on Twitter, and he said, you know, my son passed away, as I pointed out a year ago. He says, I hope your mother joins your son soon.
Jesus.
And I retweeted his tweet and the email that he sent me. And he sent it to me in an email. I tweeted his picture. Not his picture, his Twitter site and the email. And I violated Twitter's rules by posting the guy's email address. That's all it was. No picture, just his email address and his Twitter handle.
You exposed a stalker who's hoping that you're now...
My mother joins my deceased son. It was the most despicable thing. Now I'll take it one step further. He had a right to say that. He had a right to say what he said to me.
And you had a right to say he's a piece of filth.
Oh, I broke the rule. I know the rule is don't expose someone's email, and I did it. I broke
but
the rule.
But why are they allowed to?
I was suspended for 12 hours, and you know what?
We had a Newsday reporter yesterday or 2 days ago say that he wants to kill me with a pencil. He said, why didn't somebody kill him? I want to kill him with a pencil. Just scroll down. Newsday. He literally is making jokes still about it, and Twitter has done nothing. He's saying, kill me with a pencil. He's not joking about having a boxing match. He says, I want to kill him with a pencil.
Well, okay. The kill part is a problem. He could have said, I want to destroy him with a pencil. And I would have taken that to mean he was going to write stuff that expose you or his problems with you. But kill part, you're right.
But the issue is
violence.
He's still
the
there.
Difference is violence. If you're asking or inciting violence, you need to be,
sure, but you brought that up about me. I'm not ever bringing up violence. They have a Media Matters edited tape where I'm talking about different subjects, and they edit it in like 2-second clips where it sounds like I'm saying violence. But everybody knows if something's different clips and different suits, I'm wearing a blue jacket, a brown jacket, a black jacket. I mean, it's all edited together like word salad.
Okay, fair enough. Selective editing is it's killing journalism, and it's happening everywhere.
So what should happen?
Here's my point, though. Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Google, Reddit, they all need to make a decision. Are you going to be a bulletin board site where you can say whatever you want and not be taken down for whatever you say, as awful as things may be? Or are you going to pick and choose what's offensive and what's not? If you're going to be picking and choosing what's offensive and what's not, you have to be consistent. They would need literally a million fact checkers, a million editors to do that, and they're not going to be able to do that.
So we talked about this during the break. They picked me out because I am flamboyant. I say stuff out of context. They can edit it. They picked me because they thought I was the perfect straw man, and now the purge is across the board. So 55 days out from the election, the left is getting more and more violent. They're trying to undermine the president, trying to 25th Amendment him. What does he do against this election meddling? Forget the Russians. We have big tech absolutely gaming this election, not even letting Republican congressmen and women tweet their people or reach out or post campaign videos.
It's a problem. And when Jack Dorsey, founder of Twitter, admitted that they had left-leaning bias, that means there must have been massive left-leaning bias. And I guess it's happening across the board on all of them. Yeah, I think the FCC needs to come in and make a decision on whether or not these groups, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, are going to be bulletin boards and therefore post whatever that you want as offensive as it may be. As long as you're not inciting violence, you can say whatever you want. Be offensive. Westboro Baptist Church is the perfect example of this. Horrible, horrible people.
So let me ask you this.
They have a right to stand across from a military funeral and protest the war.
Let me ask this question. Gut level, you think we win the midterms? You think Republicans keep the House and Senate?
Gut level, I think we win the Republicans. And I think the best thing for Trump 2020 is if we lose the midterms.
That's probably true. You're right, because that'll energize people.
100%.
If that happens.
100%. That's what, look, you get a House that's a Democrat, and they, especially if they impeach him, because that's the first thing they're going to do is impeach him. You know, you need the Senate to remove an impeached president from office. But if the House impeaches him, there will be a groundswell of support behind Donald Trump to make sure he's back in office.
But that goes back to the Civil War. But this is a realignment. I think you're.
How did that get back to the Civil War?
No, but I'm saying we haven't had a realignment like this since the Civil War.
Oh, okay.
And since the Civil War,
we had a realignment like that in 2010 in our direction.
Yeah, no, we've had a political realignment, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm getting at here is that since the Civil War, always in the midterm, you know, the party that has the presidency loses the House, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a realignment like you see around the world. People get how dangerous it is to let the left in. So I think we're going to win this, and we're going to win 2020. I think nothing but victory is in our path.
Good. I hope you're right.
All right.
Amen.
We'll be right back with two more quick segments with Eric Bolling straight ahead, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and he's with CRTV and Eric Bolling.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alright, so we got Eric Bowling here, author of Wake Up America and the Swamp, and he's got his new TV show, America.
And spell America without Eric. You know that, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Well, my wife's name, Erica.
There you go.
See, that's where...
Wow.
Anyways, being serious, though, I said, what do you want to cover in these last few segments? You said, I want to cover...
Homeland.
I've never watched Homeland.
So... Alex, you were portrayed in Homeland last season. It was amazing. That character was awesome. It was this show. It was you and this show, and the actor was phenomenal. He did his best, Alex Jones.
The last two seasons, I saw him say that.
Look, he didn't know.
No, I saw the boil downs.
I thought you didn't see it.
I saw the boil downs, and I.
This is
he's
a
literally
flag.
Like
false
he,
flag.
He's like he does a fake Southern accent.
Throwing a flag.
I'm here with the fake news, and I got like 100 employees. Put up the lies,
yeah.
And call the. It's not me, a great actor. I'm a KKK member named Alex Jones. We're fake news, are That's a bunch of load of bull.
Gee, you gleaned that from reading one article?
I don't know. I saw a few of the clips where he's like,
"There he is." There he is.
I'm here to tell you.
I don't think that was a lame.
This president, this female,
I thought
enemy.
It was a wonderful character. Look, it's television. It's not supposed to be a documentary. It was supposed to be entertainment. It was very entertaining. And okay, it wasn't exactly InfoWars and Alex Jones, but you know, it had the same type of feel to it.
You
know what happens to him later in the show, right?
No.
He goes out into the countryside hiding, broadcasting from basements and back rooms, and the FBI searching him. It takes him like at least 5 episodes to find him. It's phenomenal.
And so the idea is I end up in jail.
Yeah.
Why do you think they had the opposition on Comedy Central about me, this show, which I literally never watched any of. I watched just little clips of them because it's nauseating. Why are they doing this to me? Why have I been chosen for this?
Well, I think you scare them, for one. I think that you clearly have influence. You have an audience. And I think that they're concerned that your audience that you're speaking to, and I will tell you this, I've heard this 100 times, they think your audience is what's defined as the alt-right. And they're very concerned about the alt-right. Does the alt-right, are they violent? Are they willing to take use methods that were,
But I'm not the alt-right.
More than
the alt-right
extra
hates
legalism.
Me. The alt-right hates me.
Are you sure?
The alt-right is a term Hillary created 3 months out from the election.
Who are the alt-right? Let's put that.
They're basically Nazi-like.
Okay.
I'm Martin Luther King Jr. Okay. I mean, I went and interviewed Louis Farrakhan and asked him to call for peace.
Let me ask
and
you.
To
you
stop racial division.
Louis Farrakhan. Why is he still on Twitter if you're not?
That's my point. I don't think Louis Farrakhan should be taken off Twitter. But then I ask, in what world is ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Louis Farrakhan, and NAMBLA still on Twitter?
Well, I think they all should be on Twitter, and I think, honestly, I think you should, although I disagree with, so far, everything you've said. With the exception of Trump's going to win 2020.
Eric, the sky's blue.
I'll agree with that.
Your jacket is navy blue.
I'll agree with that.
You're wearing an American flag.
That's true.
EU Army to increase rank 7-fold.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's the announcement. Alphabet plan to beam internet to Earth from balloons just past big milestone. That's CNBC.
Well, it's written there. I'm not saying I agree with that.
Eric Balding says Wake Up America book.
True.
Okay.
We agree on so many things.
Eric Balding's wearing a toupee.
Not true.
I'm joking.
You can touch it.
No, you're into your. You have good looking hair. It's true.
I saw your best hair on TV.
This is my hair too. It's almost gone. Look at that huge forehead. Look at that. It's like the aliens, like the Martians have invaded. They're like, your planet will serve us well. It's like I'm here. Have you seen? Like, there you go.
Is there extraterrestrial life? Yeah, it's good hair. It's real too. You can close up on.
Let's just zoom in right on that.
It's real.
I don't. Who's that late night host that like touched Trump's hair and then he got in trouble?
Yeah, it was Kimmel. Maybe I don't know. No.
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Not going to do it. Let's bring the lovely Savannah in to check. She's gone?
She went home for the day.
She ran away?
This is so compelling, this interview.
No, we are. We have to have a female check his hair. I'm not going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is... Oh, there you go. There you go.
Mm.
Have you caressed Trump's hair?
No. He's a good friend of mine, though. I would not caress his hair. And it's real. It's just... You know,
it's ridiculous. Hey, so let's get serious. What type of guy is Trump? I mean, look how he's demonized and lied about. And why? And then the economy's going to be 4.8% projected. And we're now the biggest oil exporter in the world. I mean, how can we, less than 2 years in, not be thanking our lucky stars? Like Trump is a giant leprechaun that craps buckets of gold.
Well, he is doing very well, and the economy is doing well on security. When was the last time we heard?
But just say it. He's a giant leprechaun the size of King Kong that sprays fountains of gold out of his ass.
Well, that's your assessment of him. I think he's a brilliant businessman who brought that to Washington, D.C. And did exactly what I thought he was going to do in 2015.
But if he was a leprechaun, how tall would he be?
For being pro-Trump, which was not easy being pro-Trump from the very beginning till now. And being loyal to Donald Trump has been very good to me, too, because now he calls me. Now he has me in the Oval Office regularly. Now I'm very close with all the senior advisors, and they come on my show. So it's a wonderful symbiotic relationship.
And that's awesome. I barely talk to Trump, and they act like I'm his brain. It's not true. He was way more patriot before I was even born. But speaking of that, what drives Trump? Does he act like he's
saddled? He is driven with success. There's no quitting that guy at all. Even when he does things and everyone goes, what did he just do?
He literally works 18 hours. Well, you know him well. To describe the essence of Trump, victory for America.
Well, yeah, but it also, let's be honest, victory for Trump, because he's going to get the credit for it. I mean,
well, people say, oh, is he real? If he doesn't do this, his name is mud. If he does it, he's bigger than George Washington.
Well,
he'll be on the money 500 years from now on Mars.
So there are things I disagree with Donald Trump on, but and he's unwavering in that. Like, I disagree with some of the things he did. I walked into his office about 3 months ago, and it was the day that CNN leaked the infrastructure plan. I printed it out. I read it. And I walked into his oval, and I said, Mr. President, the infrastructure plan. He said, yeah, it's great, right? I said, no. No, there are two things in here that is blaringly missing. Number one, where does it say that 90% of the raw materials in a $1 trillion plan are produced in the United States? He said, well, isn't it in there? I said, no, it's not in there. He said, we got to get it in there. And I said, what about allowing local businesses to make the first bids on, let's say you're going to build a school or a wing in a hospital in St. Louis. Let the St. Louis community come up with a business that builds that wing. No, don't pay more for them. Let them compete with the national brand. And if they do, they get the job. He's going to get so many votes. And she says, you know what? Bowling will get those two things in there. And guess what? Here we are 3 months later. Those two things are in.
And that's why he's so scared. They say, oh, he's rash. No, he gets good ideas. The bureaucracy's gone. He gets it in. He listens to the corporate guys that care about. Exactly. I mean, literally, you told him something made sense. He's like, yeah, that makes great sense. Make sure the materials are from America.
Yeah.
And then, what is it like then to talk to him and then see it manifest and save the country?
It's amazing, and it's amazing to have that access to the most powerful man in the world. And look, so all these people that when they're afraid of him and they're worried he's going to get too big, and this whole new Trump form of conservatism is growing in Washington D.C. They all push back. They all start to say he's losing his facilities. He's losing his mind. The man is sharp as a tack.
I was about to say, exactly what Trump's called me like at 10 o'clock at night, and I'm like tired. He's like smooth, like he's a voice actor that never made a mistake. Mm-hmm. And it's like also, I'm like, I said a 5-minute conversation, and he didn't mumble one time. I'm like, this is a senile person?
Yeah. Well, listen, the last time they thought he was losing his mind, about a week later, he brought bicameral, bipartisan group to the White House, and it was members on immigration. He brought senators and congressmen from both sides of the aisle. Lindsey Graham was there. They were all represented, and he moderated an intellectual immigration debate with, like, a pro. And they were saying he was done. He was losing his mind. Let's be honest. He plays with them sometimes, too.
Well, he also goes, Hofifi, tell me what Hofifi. You want. I won't say it's going to happen, but they go, we want total open borders, end of America. And people go, whoa, Trump just tried to, no, he got them to say what they really wanted.
Yeah. Well, listen, he plays with their minds. You know, Covfefe was one great example where all of a sudden at 4 a.m, he tweets Covfefe, and no one knows what's going on. And that just rattles their, you know what, Alex, it rattles their cages the way you rattle the left's cages and Twitter, Facebook, and...
Hey, do 15 minutes more with us with the arch-criminal Roger Stone. He's coming up, okay?
Roger Stone, is telling him I said hello. I haven't seen him since...
You're not too tired, right?
Since the campaign.
You need 15 more minutes?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep.
You didn't nap?
Nope. Nap? Dude, I don't sleep much.
I'm joking.
All right.
Now, you're a pretty muscular guy. I'm a little bit afraid over here.
Park and Lex.
That's right. Wait, we'll do the Twitter video. You want to try punches?
Which video?
We'll do a Twitter video. Try punches. I bet you'll break my arm. You want to do it? You're a hot shot. Pretty tough guy over there. I'm telling you, he's in good shape. Hey, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. I didn't plug this hour. X2, the Deep Earth Halogen. We can't get it anymore. It's selling out. Infowarsstore.com, 25% off. Get some t-shirts as well. Soros hates it. Infowarsstore.com. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.